March 22, 1904. A Night of Preparation. Ellen G. White. The royal letters to the governors of the provinces along his route secured to Nehemiah an honorable reception and prompt assistance. And no enemy dared molest the official who was guarded by the power of the Persian king and treated with marked consideration by the provincial rulers. Nehemiah's journey was safe and prosperous. His arrival at Jerusalem, however, with the attendance of a military guard, showing that he had come on some important mission, excited the jealousy and hatred of the enemies of Israel. The heathen tribes settled near Jerusalem had previously indulged their enmity against the Jews by heaping upon them every insult and injury which they dared inflict. Foremost in this evil work were certain chiefs of these tribes, Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian. And from this time, these leaders watched with jealous eye the movements of Nehemiah, and endeavored by every means in their power to thwart his plans and hinder his work. Nehemiah continued to exercise the same caution and prudence that had hitherto marked his course. Knowing that bitter and determined enemies stood ready to oppose every effort for the restoration of Jerusalem, he concealed the nature of his mission until a study of the situation had enabled him to form his plans. Thus, he was prepared to secure the cooperation of the people and set them at work before his enemies had opportunity to arouse their fears or their prejudice. Nehemiah had been highly honored of God and had been entrusted with great responsibilities. But he did not, because of this, presume to act in an independent, self-sufficient manner. He selected a few persons whom he knew to be worthy of confidence, and to them he made known the circumstances that had led to his visit to Jerusalem, the object to be accomplished, and the plans that he purposed to employ. Thus he secured their assistance in his important undertaking. On the third night after his arrival, the burden weighing so heavily upon his mind as to prevent sleep, he rose at midnight and with a few trusted companions went out to view for himself the desolation of Jerusalem. Mounted on his mule, he moved about by moonlight, surveying the ruined walls and broken gates of the city of his fathers. Painful were the reflections that filled the mind of the Jewish patriot. Memories of Israel's past glory stood out in sharp contrast with the evidences of her present degradation. Because she had disregarded the word of God, rejected reproof, and refused to correct her ways, she had been left to be thus reduced in power and honor among the nations. The people for whom God had so wonderfully wrought had trifled with their privileges, set at naught his counsels, and joined themselves to his enemies, until he had withdrawn from them his special presence and protection. With sorrow-stricken heart, the visitor from afar gazed upon the ruined defenses of his loved Jerusalem. And is it not thus that angels of heaven survey the condition of the Church of Christ? Like the dwellers at Jerusalem, we become accustomed to existing evils, and often are content while making no effort to remedy them. But how are these evils regarded by beings divinely illuminated? Do not they, like Nehemiah, look with sorrow-burdened heart upon ruined walls and gates burned with fire? Are not everywhere visible the shameful tokens of backsliding from God and conformity with a sin-loving and truth-hating world? In these days of darkness and peril, who is able to stand in defense of Zion and show her any good? Her spiritual state and prospects are not in accordance with the light and privileges bestowed of God. To many of the professed followers of Christ today are applicable the same reproofs that were given to the people of Israel when the Lord said by his prophets, "Thus have they loved to wander. They have not refrained their feet. Therefore the Lord doth not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. In secrecy and silence, Nehemiah completed his circuit of the walls. He declares, "The rulers knew not whither I went or what I did. Neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work." In this painful survey, he did not wish to attract the attention of either friends or foes, lest an excitement should be created and reports be put in circulation that might defeat, or at least hinder, his work. Nehemiah devoted the remainder of the night to prayer. In the morning, there must be earnest effort to arouse and unite his dispirited and divided countrymen. Mrs. E. G. White.